Kia ora koutou and welcome. This is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming to you from Nelson, New Zealand. Today we're going to be doing a very tasty tofu dish. It's a crumbed tofu dish. You start off with some fried tofu, about 500 grams. You can get that from any Asian warehouse. So nicely chopped up into small pieces. Here we've got 250 grams of mung beans. These are really high in iron, and it's a really tasty additive, nice and crispy. We have half a cup of LSA, which is made up of ground linseed, sesame and almond. It's very tasty and very high in minerals and nutrients. We have 3 cloves of garlic that I've just diced up finely. 3 tablespoons of oil. You can use any oil, but canola oil does add a nice flavour. Then we have 1/4 cup of vegetarian oyster sauce or vegetarian mushroom sauce, which you can also find at most Asian warehouses. And lastly, we have approximately 3 or 4 tablespoons of soy sauce, depending on how salty you like the dish. So we're just going to heat up the wok now and add the oil first. You want it nice and hot so that when you put the garlic in, it cooks it fairly quickly. Place all our garlic in there. The good thing about working with one of these elements is that gas does heat straight away. So you also do need to keep an eye on it. It's really starting to spark. I'm just going to let that cook for maybe up to a minute. It starts to go a little bit golden. I'll swish it around so it doesn't stick. It has a tendency of sticking to the bottom. And keep moving it around a bit, and then we're going to add the tofu straight in there. Give it a good toss around of the garlic. Once you've added the tofu, you want to reduce the heat just slightly to a medium high heat. It will cook very quickly. You don't want it to burn. We're going to add the vegetarian oyster sauce. Now this dish can be, you can change it a wee bit by adding more soy or more vegetarian oyster sauce. Just depends on how tasty you like the dish, how much salt. There we go, sticking nicely. And we'll just flip in half the soy. Just to find out how it tastes. I'm going to keep mixing it around to ensure that all the sauce coats all the tofu very well. I'm going to constantly keep it moving around the wok. Woks are great for cooking in because it gives you a lot more space, there's a lot more volume to work with. Frying pans work just as well, although they do have lower sides, so it's a bit more difficult to get everything coated evenly. And we're going to add the LSA, which is what gives it the crumb texture. I love using LSA, it's quite a tasty additive. You can put it in anything sweet or savoury. And of course it just chucks it in a wonderful dose of high vitamins and minerals. As you can see, it does stick to the bottom very quickly. And then lastly, we're going to add the mung beans. Now if you like it a wee bit saucy, you can add some water. Grab some water in a second. I'm going to turn it right down, let it simmer. Put it on a low heat. And let that sort of sit for maybe 1 or 2 minutes. You don't want to leave it cooking for too long because it's nicer to have the mung beans when they're a bit crisp.
Thank you.
tossing it round till it's covered nicely. And just at the very end, you want to add about half a cup of water should be enough. It just gives it a nice saucy texture. Just going to leave it cook slightly a bit longer. A bit of water there. Give it a little mix. And once you've added the water, you just crank it back up to about a medium heat again. And once you hear the sizzling start up, you know that it's all done. This is a very tasty dish, and you can have it with any other type of vegetables. It's a great accompaniment, or even as a salad, even when it's cold. Still a very tasty salad. Very high in protein and iron, of course. Okay, so a little bit more heat for that. You can see from the consistency we're going to need a little bit more soy. So that's about 2.5 tablespoons we've just put in there of soy sauce. Okay, so I'm just going to turn that up a wee bit and let it come to a sizzle. And then you know that it's ready once we've got that sizzling sound. It's looking quite delicious now. It's a lovely way to have tofu. Nice bite-sized pieces. A good way to introduce people who have never tried tofu before, because it is so tasty. It's a really delicious and nutritious protein. Okay, so it's about done. I'm going to turn it off. And I'm going to take it over here. I'm going to place it onto the plate. Delicious, I can smell the LSA cooking. It smells a wee bit like breadcrumbs. Okay, and voila! There you have crispy, crunchy, delicious looking crumbed tofu. A bit of mung beans. I've got my chopsticks here. I'm going to have a little taste. It's the best job being a chef is that you get to have the first taste. That was delicious. And the mung beans are just right, nice and crispy. So thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. See you soon.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.